All right. As you sit with your eyes closed already, I invite you to do something paradoxical. Begin to stop trying. Let the effort itself become uncertain, blurry, hazy. Because the more you try to track where this is going, the more you might notice that tracking becomes its own kind of trance. You don't have to keep up. You don't even need to understand. In fact, it's perfectly fine if the meaning of my words begins to dissolve, like ink in water. You might begin wondering which part of you is listening and whether the listener is the same one who's letting go, or whether letting go is happening all on its own. As you drift in and out of understanding, I'll simply speak, and your unconscious mind, which never needed control to begin with, can begin sorting through possibilities while your conscious mind gently releases its grip on figuring things out. And what if it becomes harder to tell if you're remembering what I said 10 seconds ago, or if you're inventing it as you go along? What if there are layers of meaning here, unfolding at their own pace, without needing your conscious effort at all? Because in this space, Alec, there is no control. Only noticing. Only being. And you're doing it perfectly. Somewhere in the past, control became safety. You learned that by managing details, orchestrating outcomes, preventing surprises, you could hold chaos at bay. You may not even remember how that need to control began, but your system remembers the feeling, if I can manage this, nothing will go wrong. But the truth is, Alec, nothing in life was ever fully controllable. The world continued to swirl. People still changed plans. Emotions still erupted, despite all your efforts. And somehow, deep within, a part of you began to wonder, what would happen if I let go, even for a moment? That's what we explore now. Imagine yourself walking a tightrope, arms stretched, balancing meticulously above a vast expanse. Every step is focused, calculated. Your mind scans for risks, but then someone gently suggests, "What if you didn't have to walk the rope at all?" Below you now, you notice a wide net, soft, supportive, and secure. You hadn't seen it before, but it was always there. You were never truly in danger. And now, with each breath, the rope itself becomes unnecessary. You descend not in failure, but in freedom. You land in the net, and nothing goes wrong. In this trance space, Alec will practice this kind of surrender, not to recklessness, but to trust. Trust in yourself. Trust in your adaptability. Trust in the natural unfolding of things. Let's begin. Picture a small glass jar in front of you. Inside it, hundreds of tiny beads. Each bead is a task, a detail, a thing you try to control. Emails, schedules, conversations, decisions, impressions. You've spent years holding this jar tightly with both hands, fearing that if you let go, everything inside would spill, scatter, and shatter. But now, very gently, you set the jar down. Your hands are free, and nothing breaks. You notice that the world continues turning. You are still breathing. Life still flows. Now, imagine yourself at a lake. The surface is rippling slightly, wind brushing across it. You want it to be still. You try to will the waves away. But the more you focus, the more the ripples spread. So, you stop trying. You simply sit beside the water, breathe, watch. And the lake, responding to your non-interference, begins to calm itself. This is how control works. When you let go, what matters will settle on its own. Alec, you don't need to monitor every possibility. You need only attend to the moment you are in. Now we go deeper still, deeper and deeper. Bring to mind a memory, not a traumatic one, just one where you felt tense because something was beyond your control. Maybe a conversation didn't go how you wanted, or someone made a decision that impacted you. Notice how your body felt in that moment. The clench, the urgency. Now, in trance, we rewind that memory, not to change it, but to sit with it differently. In this version, your future self appears next to you. He's older, calmer, wiser. He's lived long enough to see how everything unfolded, and he looks at you with kind eyes and says, "You don't need to hold the reins so tightly. It turns out okay, even this." And just for a moment, your breath softens, your shoulders drop, you feel space around the moment. In trance, we'll now rehearse allowing more space, not only in your breath, but in your expectations. Imagine waking up tomorrow and choosing three things not to manage. You still care, but you don't micromanage. You allow outcomes to emerge. How does that feel? At first, strange, but then relieving. Because, Alec, your power was never in control. It was in response. And your ability to respond wisely, calmly, and with presence becomes stronger the less you grip the world around you. Even your emotions respond to this. As you relax, you notice fewer spikes of irritation or urgency. You notice your tone softens, your vision widens. You begin seeing the forest, not just the trees. You even notice that other people respond better to the relaxed version of you. They feel freer around you, more open. And you start seeing that letting go was never about giving up. It was about allowing what already works to work without interference. Let this awareness settle deep in your subconscious now as I embed these suggestions. You begin trusting that life will support you even when you're not in full control. You find yourself pausing before reacting, choosing how to respond. Each day, you release one unnecessary control and feel lighter as a result. Others begin responding to your calm with greater respect, not less. Now let your mind wander, drift between moments where control once gripped you, and imagine what it's like to move through them with trust instead. That's right. Let your mind wander, drift between moments where control once gripped you, and imagine what it's like to move through them with trust instead. And let's review. Let's review these suggestions. You begin trusting that life will support you even when you're not in full control. You find yourself pausing before reacting, choosing how to respond. Each day, you release one unnecessary control and feel lighter as a result. Others begin responding to your calm with greater respect, not less. Again, now let your mind wander, drift between moments where control once gripped you, and imagine what it's like to move through them with trust instead. In a few moments, I'll count from 1 to 5. With each number, you'll come back into full awareness, carrying with you a subtle but powerful shift. You no longer need to manage everything, because now you know that your wisdom, not control, is your truest power. 1, feeling the room return. 2, the body calm and awake. 3, trusting what you've absorbed. 4, bringing back clarity. And 5, eyes open, refreshed and free, and ready to go on with your day.